Good morning. My name is Alicia Bailey. I'm an assistant principal at Butler Senior High. And today we are going to be talking about PBIS, which is Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. And it's an evidence-based three-tiered framework to improve and to integrate all of the data systems and practices affecting student outcomes every day. PBIS creates schools where all students succeed. So at the high school, we have created STORM, and at the intermediate, it is SOAR. And Emmalyn Wozwoski will be talking later in the program concerning the IHS program. So PBIS for a Tier 1 practice is a system established to be regular proactive support while preventing unwanted behaviors. Schools provide these universal supports to all students school-wide. Some of the core principles for Tier 1, which is what Butler Area School District is in, is to effectively teach appropriate behavior to all children, to intervene early before unwanted behaviors escalate, and to use research-based, validated interventions whenever possible. We also monitor student progress and use data to make decisions. So in this, we establish at the senior high five positively stated, easy-to-remember expectations. Now, last year, we also introduced Rachel's Challenge. And this program is evidence-based framework also to provide a positive climate and culture in all of our schools. We had an assembly last year for all students grades 7 through 12 on the Rachel's Challenge. It really wants to look at creating a positive school environment with reduction in bullying, tobacco and other drug use, to increase faculty and student relationships. And from Rachel's Challenge, they say over 1.5 million people are involved in Rachel's Challenge programs. So we were very fortunate to have Dr. White bring this into our school district last year. And more than 1,200 schools and businesses are reached. Community service and acts of kindness are definitely increased. So with Rachel's Challenge, we really looked at the five pillars. One is look for the best in others, dream big, choose positive influences, speak with kindness, and start your own chain reaction. So when we looked at Rachel's Challenge, we really looked at our own matrix and what we wanted to bring into the senior high. So we have a faculty member of about 10 teachers that really worked diligently all of last year for planning and prepping to incorporate PBIS at the senior high. So this year, at the start of the school year, we had a student meeting in all grade levels, 10 through 12, to introduce Butler Senior High's STORM. And it's an acronym for Stay Safe, Be Tough, Take Ownership, Be Respectful, and Be Motivated. The Butler Senior High School belief statement encourages staff and students to create a culture of respect through a safe and supportive environment. By promoting a tough mindset, we are encouraged to choose to do the right thing, stand up for others, and make positive choices. We take ownership of our learning. We are motivated to lead by example, and positive role models, becoming agents of change in the community. And we are taking the world by storm. So this is a very exciting belief mission statement that we've taken on for this school year. Frequently, I reread this mission statement over the PA system to all students to remind them of our goals and mission for this school year. Our objectives for the school year were definitely to improve our school climate by making students feel like they are safe and supported. We also want to improve our school culture by having common values and beliefs. We wanted to build stronger relationships between teachers and students and between school and home. We also wanted to create an environment where teachers feel good about going to work. One way that we wanted to start this is we issued or created a staff and student climate survey. So all staff answered questions on a Google Doc that we were able to record data. Students also were given the opportunity to create a student climate survey. And we did this very early at the beginning of the year to determine a baseline of how staff and students felt coming to work or coming to school at the Butler Senior High. We also did a mid-year review where staff were able to see what progress we've made after implementing PBIS. And students were also involved in a mid-year climate survey. We've also, to improve school culture, had some great pep assemblies. We had one for the fall, and we also had one for the winter. We really recognized winter sports, but we also included our sequinettes, our cheerleaders, our band. We had our string orchestra performing. We also had our choir performing. So we tried to make our pep assemblies very interesting. And, for example, for students, for our rifle team, they had Nerf guns and they were shooting cups off of a table. So it was so fun and exciting, and the kids really enjoyed having that part of their pep assemblies. This year, we also incorporated academic goals for our students, and it was very exciting. We handed out the very first week of school worksheets for students to determine a long-term and a short-term goal. It was very exciting, and I was very fortunate to read every goal that the students put forth. A lot of them concerned academics, but there were some very, very interesting short-term and long-term goals that were presented by our students. I thought they were very thoughtful. And so at mid-year in January, students were asked again to assess their progress on goals, and we're tracking the data on that. Again, it was so good to see that the students, for example, one student wanted to get into Carnegie Mellon for her short-term goal at the beginning of the year. At mid-year reflection, she said she did get into Carnegie Mellon, and now her new short-term goal was to be able to apply for scholarships for Carnegie Mellon and any scholarships that she can get. So we're very excited about implementing these goal sheets. I have read the majority at this point of the mid-year, and we'll finish them. And I'm keeping data and tracking. And really, I was very impressed at the thoughtfulness that our students had concerning, you know, creating their goal sheets. Also, very important for PBIS is that we're tracking at the senior high graduation requirements. So in classrooms, for example, in the English classroom, it takes 4 years of English credits to graduate. So in every English classroom, that is posted. In the social studies, it's posted the expectations that we have for the program. It's funny, when we look at data and things and when we've researched, it says for a youth to learn something new, it needs to be repeated on an average of 8 times, and that's by Joyce and Showers from 2006. An adult is a funny number. It's 25. It actually takes adults to learn something new more than it does for students. So for a youth to learn something new, it needs to be repeated on an average of 8 times. And also in our research from Harry Wong, for a youth to unlearn an old behavior and replace the new behavior, it must be repeated 28 times. So what we've really done with PBIS, it's more of a positive communication. For example, don't be late is what we would say to students. Now we're changing that to be on time. Don't run in the hallways. we want to change that to walk with a purpose. And don't push or shove. We want to maintain our personal space. So we have several things like that. In our matrix, we really took Rachel's challenge matrix and our own matrix, and we made sure that it fit for our senior high. So be safe, be tough, take ownership, be respectful, and be motivated. The areas that we looked at were arrival and dismissal, in our classroom, in our hallway, our cafeteria, our restroom, and in the community. For example, to be safe in the community, we said to know where to go for help and always ask for help and be aware of your surroundings. To be tough, be confident in the community, use kind words and actions, and represent our school and yourself well. To take ownership, show school spirit, be an advocate for yourself, and be honest. For respectful in our community, use school-appropriate language and manners. Be thankful for the people that help you, wait on you, and also be honest. To be motivated in our community, to set goals and to graduate, to get involved in the community and contribute to your community. This year, we're very excited, too, that we created a student leadership group. There's about 100 students from all walks of life that were able to join this and do give me some great ideas. With PBIS, there are rewards. We've already given out an AirPod for the first 9 weeks, a 32-inch smart TV for the second 9 weeks. There are bi-monthly winners that receive $10 gift cards or snack winners, and it's all random after they've received a storm ticket. One of the positive things about PBIS is that it's also about teacher recognition. So we started Teacher of the Month, and Horace Mann has been very great about donating a $25 donor's choice card and also a sheet $10 card for our Teachers of the Month. And we also have dedicated staff. We're recognized teachers and are able to give them 8 hardware gift cards and a certificate. So one of the biggest things that we really want to challenge everyone is to be safe, be tough, take ownership, be respectful, and be motivated. So we really looked at the community with Stand Tall. They've been able to donate $25 gift cards to students. We do have a random drug test every 2 weeks. And Stand Tall, to promote their positive, healthy lifestyle, has been able to donate $25 every 2 weeks to the senior high on a random selection. And we've had several kids win gift cards. It's very exciting to see the positive changes that are occurring at the senior high, even in its first year. The 10 teachers that work on the committee work very hard to look at data in the Swiss data system and make changes as necessary. At the senior high, all staff are involved, whether it's security guards, paraprofessionals, teachers, secretaries are able to give out storm tickets that represent our areas of being safe, tough, taking ownership, being respectful, and being motivated. On Valentine's Day, we're very fortunate to be able to hand out lollipops to every student, just saying happy Valentine's Day and thanks for being in attendance at school. So again, we're just trying to reach out those students for positive behavior to make sure that they understand our expectations, and instead of always saying, no, don't do this, giving them a positive way, saying, this is how you do it. Again, it takes students 8 times to learn something new. So being repetitive and consistent, and this can definitely apply to you at home. Making sure students know your expectations at home. If they have chores or things to do, just giving them expectations is a great way for you to participate in our storm. Again, while we are going through this time, everyone, we hope that you follow the PBIS rules of STORM. Be safe, be tough, take ownership, be respectful, and be motivated.